This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Just one more bit. I just heard this little bit from Fauci before we get into all the interest rate stuff and where we're going and recessions and the weaponization of the government. We get all kinds of fun stuff coming this hour. I guess that's not fun. That's not very fun at all. I wish I could go back and say that differently, but we're going to do some stuff. You never know. It might
change your people's lives.
Just might. But let's go to Fauci, and we're actually not going to talk specifically about him, but here he was.
Senator Paul, just today on Fox News, accused you of orchestrating a cover-up. Do you have any reason to think the new Congress is going to be any less contentious? Or do you think they're actually interested in seeking the truth?
Well, I don't know, Anderson. I don't really want to comment on that. I mean, the most important thing we've got to do is stick with data, stick with science, be transparent and be honest, which I have been very much so, literally, for the entire...
What am I going to say? Chris, what am I going to say? Chris knows. It's the literally thing. It's an infection in this society. I am begging you. I want you to consider me right now. Jesse, menu whisperer, world famous author of the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com. Builder of sheds. Top five napper. I want you to listen to me. I want you to consider me right now. An emergency room doctor. I am an ER doctor, even though I only went to community college and didn't even graduate from that. I'm an ER doctor. And you know the patient in front of me? You know what his name is? It's literally. It's the word literally. And he's been so mortally wounded, mostly by white women in this country. So mortally wounded by white women. But then after white women kept literally wounding him and literally this and literally that, now everyone in this society uses the word literally. Doctors, lawyers, congressmen, senators, business executives, construction guys, literally, literally, everyone literally. Please stop killing literally. I'm trying to save him. I'm trying to preserve him and bring him back. I've got him. Clear. We're losing him. We're losing him. Clear. Psh, that's me right now with the word literally. But you just won't stop assaulting him. Please stop shooting him. I'm trying to save him. All right. Now that I just had to get that off my chest. Let's get to this because this is along the same theme anyway, although not along the same theme at all. I don't know why I just said that. There's an article today out of the Washington Post. The headline of the article isn't the real point. You always can dig in and find out about the mind of the communist. He tells you so often what he is and who he is. And if you're paying attention and you're willing to accept it, you can learn so much. This article, no, everyone browsed right over it. Or they just hit the headline and talked about that because the headline, it's okay. The headline says, COVID backlash hobbles public health and future pandemic response. Okay. But that's not the real part of the article that matters. They go on to talk about how various red legislatures have taken away, as they should, emergency powers from these various governors and state governments because of how brutally the American people were abused by government. That's not the part that matters. There's a sentence in here. Man, if it doesn't just say, Chris, we might just shut down the show for the rest of the night because it really sums up everything. The sentence is this. This is verbatim. Washington Post. Conservative and libertarian forces have defanged much of the nation's public health system through legislation and litigation as the world staggers into the fourth year of COVID. Conservative and libertarian forces have defanged the nation's public health system? So, I mean, I don't want to be confused. I don't want to get confused here, but the public health system, the public health system has fangs, and you want to keep the fangs? They tell you all the time who they are and what they believe. The most difficult thing isn't reading. Anyone can read that sentence. The most difficult thing for many people, maybe it's a difficult thing for you, is accepting what they mean. Accepting what that means. Have you accepted that your liberal neighbor, you call him a liberal. He's a liberal neighbor. He's got his Biden sticker on his car. He's a liberal neighbor. Have you considered that your liberal neighbor is actually a card-carrying communist who would throw you in prison and take your kids away from you if you didn't put on a mask when he wanted you to? Have you accepted that that's what they are? That's who they are? Do I need to pull up? Chris, go find that poll. It'll be hard. There was a poll that came out about, quote, Democrats in this country and their feelings about the pandemic and what you should have done to you as far as if you should have your kids taken away from you. If you should lose your job, if you should do this, it may take him a minute because I know that's not specific, but I've read you the results of this poll before. Have you accepted what has happened in this nation? And have you accepted the people you work with, family members? They want your public health system to have fangs. That's how they view everything. Remember, you, person on the right, whatever you consider yourself, conservative, libertarian, nationalist, maybe you've gotten with the program and you realize you're just an anti-communist because that's all that matters now. Whatever you are, what you want is what's best for the people. What you want is government power to be limited. You want to be left alone. You want to live and let live. And that is right. I want to be clear about this. That is right. What you want is the right thing, the good thing. I'm glad that's what you want. But have you accepted that what he wants, even your liberal neighbor, what he wants is power. And he wants every part of this society, every part of the state, every part of private industry. Because it goes way beyond the state now. We're not just talking about the FBI or the NSA or IRS. He wants every part of this society to use its power as a weapon against you because you disagree with him. And I know that's so difficult to accept about Aunt Peggy. Would you like some numbers? 59%. That is the percentage of Democrat voters who would favor government policy. Thank you for that, Chris. That would favor government policy requiring citizens remain confined in their homes at all times if they refuse a COVID vaccine. That's not 5%. That's not 9%. That's not 2%. That's 59%, the comfortable majority of Democrats in this nation, believe you should be locked away in your home if you didn't get vaccinated. Oh, would you like some more numbers? I'm just reading from the numbers here. Nearly 48%, half. Would you like to know what they believe? They think federal and state governments should be able to fine or imprison you for what? For what? If you publicly question the efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines on social media, television, and radio. You didn't think liberal Aunt Peggy just got on your Facebook and disagreed with you, right? You didn't think that was the extent of your debate. You know that liberal Aunt Peggy actually believes that the cops should show up at your door because of your Facebook post criticizing Pfizer, and she actually believes you should have a warrant read to you, your rights read to you, you should be placed in handcuffs and locked away in a cage for your Facebook post. And you know that your liberal Aunt Peggy, there's a 50-50 chance that I just said that's true. You know that, right? There's a 50-50 chance that that's who she is. Have you woken up yet? 45%. Oh, this, you know what? This one may be the most shocking. This one might be the most shocking because we already know the vast majority would have you locked in your home. That's a given. Hey, you can come out for emergencies, but go to your home. Half of them believe the cops should arrest you. 45% of them, so less than half, at least there's that, they believe you should be required to live in a temporary facility. You understand what that means? 45% of Democrats in the United States of America believe you should be hauled away in the back of a truck off to a designated camp for what you believe. Yeah, Chris said a camp of sorts. Yeah, a camp of sorts. These people tell you all the time who they are, what they think about you, what they want to do to you. This writer wrote down this sentence without a second thought. They've defanged the public health system. You look at the public health system and you think about doctors and nurses saving lives. They just look at another entity that should have fangs to hurt their opponents. That's the truth. And they do this with corporate America too. That's why they used corporate America for so much tyranny out there. That's why when I rant and rave about putting your money where your morals are, hey, where'd you get your bedding at? Do you know what Walmart thinks about you? Did you go get your bedding at Bed Bath & Beyond? I actually don't even want you to take my word for it. Before you go buy your pillows at Bed Bath & Beyond, I want you to go look up what they think about you, what they would support being done to you. Now, do you think maybe you should go support MyPillow with your money instead? MyPillow, they're not even just agnostic. They're out there fighting for your values. Look, I'm not even going to tell you about the MyPillow 2.0, their newfangled pillow out there that's amazing. I don't even care that it's amazing. If it sucked, I'd tell you to go buy it just to say thank you. Now, it happens to be amazing, but MyPillow.com promo code Jesse. It's buy one, get one free right now. MyPillow.com promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. More weaponization, more fangs. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to get to the interest rate here thing in just a second. I just wanted to, just one more thing on this article Chris printed off to me with these poll results. Just a reminder of what you're up against. I read you about the 59% of Democrats believe you should be locked in your home for not having a vaccine. Half of them, 48%, think that you should be fined or imprisoned, which is lovely. 45% think you should be sent to a camp. 66%. Oh, never mind. Half of Democrats, 47%, favor a tracking program if you didn't get the vaccine to be installed on your phone. No worries. But maybe the best one is the 29% number. They think you should lose custody of your children. I didn't read you poll results from communist countries across the ocean somewhere. I read you poll results of the people who share your cities. The people who share your states, the people you live, work, and worship around. Just a little reminder on where we are. Now let's get to some other stuff here. The Reserve Chairman Powell. I actually, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I want to applaud Federal Reserve Chairman Powell for being honest, because you never get honest anymore. Inflation's really bad. It's going to get worse. Why is inflation really bad? Powell, take it away.
We have the largest economy in the world. We can service this debt. That's not the problem. The problem is that we're on a path where the debt is growing substantially faster than the economy. And that's kind of by definition in the long run unsustainable.
Okay. Now, let's talk about this for a moment, because this is what I will get sometimes, because I've always been a debt freak. I freak out about the national debt. I freak out about it because history books tell us once the national debt gets to be too much, it just breaks nations. It breaks nations in ways that I can't even properly describe because I don't know what it will be. All I know is it's ugly. It's universal ugly. We're talking rioting in the streets kind of ugly stuff when the debt breaks a nation. It's a horrific thing. And I will get pushback from people, many people on our side, who say, Jesse, I've been hearing about the debt forever. It's not, nothing's ever happened. Nothing major has ever happened. Well, allow me to explain it like this. How many times have you heard a professional athlete go bankrupt? Go bankrupt after they retire. I know you've heard this a lot. I forget what the numbers are. It's something like half of them will eventually go bankrupt. But that's so odd when you think about how much money they make. It is something, I don't follow professional sports much anymore, but I see the headlines. So-and-so is signing a $100 million deal. This baseball player is signing a $250 million deal, $100 million deal. And you think about it, okay, that's the top end. Even the low end, these guys are making $10 million a year. Could you imagine making $10 million a year? It'd be crazy. So how is it humanly possible to go bankrupt if you're making more money than you or I could probably spend? Well, here's how it happens. The law is this. It's just one of those rules for life that's true, now and always. You can outspend what you make no matter what. And for normal people like us, that doesn't sound real because you, whatever you make, doesn't matter whether you make 40 grand a year or 400 grand a year, you are on a budget of some kind and you are aware of what you spend and you try to save. So you could easily outspend that. You really could, even if it's 400 grand, it could be nothing. Buy an extra house, get a couple boats, couple jet skis, a little cocaine problem, and soon you're bankrupt at 400 grand a year. But when you think about millions, you think I couldn't, there's no way, how could he go bankrupt? But you can always outspend what you make no matter what. And the thing is, when you make more, it takes longer to feel that pain. So let's go back to that athlete. He signed a couple $100 million deals. He's going to go bankrupt. Well, how? Well, here's the truth. He should have gone bankrupt almost immediately, and you would have gone bankrupt almost immediately if you're making $40,000 a year and instead you're spending $60,000 a year. You're going to go down in flames really, really quickly because eventually you simply can't pay the bills. The American Express bill doesn't get paid. The mortgage doesn't get paid. The repoing your car, the money's not there in order to shift around money and avoid things like that. But the guy who has millions of dollars coming in, he's making $10 million a year, but he's spending $15 million a year. He can withstand that because he doesn't have to pay the credit card bill on time every time. Just pay the interest. Just pay the interest this time. You should see Chris's stress level when I discuss somebody just paying the interest on a credit card. Oh, the mortgage is late. It can be late another month. We'll cover a mortgage next month. Then we won't get evicted. He has the liquidity to push money here and push money there to not avoid bankruptcy, but to avoid it for a longer period of time than you do, than I do, because he has so much coming in, it's difficult for him to go bankrupt quickly. But that doesn't mean bankruptcy isn't coming. It is coming. It is coming. The debt will break this nation. It's not sustainable to spend trillions more a year than you take in, no matter how big we are. It's coming. Now, what's coming this year? Well, Powell had another quote today, and gird your loins for that one. Golly, this will be fun to talk about. We'll talk about Powell's. We'll play it for you in a second. Hey, man, what you going to do? Suck your thumb? What are we going to do about it? Go home. Work out. Take your male vitality stack from Chalk. You'll feel better. Is that going to protect your financial situation? No, but at least you're not going to be a low T weenie when the dollar bill crashes in this daggone country. And I want to encourage you. I want you to look more into Chalk. I'm glad you take my word for it. I'm glad you do. But I want you to look into the quality of their stuff. I don't just love them because they're anti-communists. It's U.S. manufacturing because they love American jobs. And they find the highest quality they can. Natural herbal supplements. No more big pharma. Natural herbal supplements. Whatever you've got going on in your life. It doesn't have to be what I take, the Male Vitality Stack. They got 35% off subscriptions. Go do that while it lasts. Chalk.com. Chok.com. Promo code Jesse. 35% off subscriptions. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. All right? We'll be back. Mama's got a squeeze box, daddy never sleeps at night.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get back to the weaponization of the federal government here in a few, but we have to continue on with this Chairman Powell thing. This is kind of a, hey, let's get prepped for where we're going kind of thing around here. Why? Well,
name me a time. Name me a time.
Name me a time when it's been worse. What, Chris? Anyway, Powell also said this today. Let's just break this down for us here. What's he talking about, 2%?
The process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go and is likely to be bumpy. As I mentioned, the latest economic data have come in stronger than expected, which suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates is likely to be higher than previously anticipated. If the totality of the data were to indicate that faster tightening is warranted, we'd be prepared to increase the pace of rate hikes.
What do those words mean? That's a lot of big words. Don't you think that was a lot of big words? What's he talking about? Let's deal with the 2% first. What is the Fed, which shouldn't exist, but we're not going to go into that right now. What's he talking about? They target 2%. Well, inflation, sadly, is an inevitability. That's such a huge word that I just nailed right off the bat, Chris. Well, wait a minute. No, I guess I did stumble on it. Is there any way? We're live. We can't edit that out. Dang it. Well, inflation is an inevitability. Nailed it that time. And anyway, it is inflation. Inflation is coming all the time. Why do you think you've seen the old pictures? Your dad or your grandpa will tell you, a cheeseburger used to be 12 cents when I was a kid, and now you pay $4. Inflation is one of those things that is just part of our life. They want it to be about 2% a year. I'm not saying that's correct, but that's what they want. I'm not saying that's the right policy. That's what they shoot for. They want the value of your dollar to go down 2% a year. They're banking on the other parts of your life improving enough, wages going up enough, that you don't see a decrease in your standard of living if they can keep inflation at 2% a year. You still with me on this? I know this is super finance nerd stuff, but it is what it is. All right. So what happened? During COVID, the United States of America lost its mind. I'm not going to go into that right now. The whole world did, and we followed suit, which is just so pathetic to me. Anyway, we decided that in response to a virus, we should stop the economy. Well, about half the economy. We stopped all the small businesses. Don't worry. The big ones with big lobbying arms, they got to keep going. Good for you, Walmart. All the small businesses had to shut down. Well, small businesses are half of the economy. We actually just had this really sad, one of my wife's favorite shops locally. It's just this cool little boutique shop that everyone has always loved it. They just announced they're going out of business. They're having a going out of business sale. And she was in there yesterday talking to them. And they said, hey, it was COVID. We just couldn't. They made us shut down. We tried to keep our head above water for long enough. But yes, thanks, Greg Abbott. This place is going out of business. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. Well, we stopped the economy from moving. But they wanted the economy. They wanted money to keep flowing. Because you can't just point at your economy and say, stop. What did they do? And all this stuff happened under Trump, by the way. Trump and his guys started printing money by the trillion. By the trillion. And so when you've stopped the machine, they're trying to get the machine going again, but they're not allowing the economy to get the machine going. So you start printing money and pumping money into the system, allowing money to free flow through the system faster. Meaning Walmart has more money at hand. Merrill Lynch, Goldman Sachs, they have more money on hand to lend and whatnot. So it didn't do what just opening up the economy would do, But it did allow a little false sense of, okay, we're getting our breath back. Our head is above water a little bit. Just trillion after trillion dumping it into the economy. The problem with that is when you print one unbacked dollar, just $1 that's not backed by anything, you decrease the value of everyone's dollar. When you do that by the trillion with a T, you've guaranteed we are going to free fall the dollar. Then the election happens. Election gets stolen from Trump. Joe Biden gets elected. Joe Biden gets elected. And he takes all the disastrous policies that were already happening and he triples down on all of them. Brand new $1 trillion bill here, $1 trillion bill there, $1 trillion bill here. You took disastrous policies and you cranked up the meter on them. The Fed is still sitting there, remember, still trying for 2%. They need it to be 2%. If you know what the inflation numbers are, 6%, 7%, 8%. These are out of control numbers for the Fed. So the Fed is now faced with a choice, a horrible choice, but a choice nonetheless. The choice is, do we allow for hyperinflation? Because that is still coming without adjustments. Do we allow for hyperinflation or do we purposely cause a recession by jacking interest rates through the roof, which will force the economy into a recession, put who knows how many people out of business, but maybe that will help avoid the inflation. I've used this example before. It is the truth. Hyperinflation can end a nation. It really can. It is, believe it or not, the worst of the two choices. I'm not a Fed fan, and I'm definitely not a Powell fan. He is making the better of the two choices. Because when you get to hyperinflation, it doesn't just become you and I who can't pay the bills anymore because the value of the dollar's gone down. America can't pay the bills. The world stops using the dollar as the reserve currency. It is world-changing if America goes through hyperinflation, world-changing. In order to avoid driving off the cliff, driving the car off the cliff, which would be hyperinflation, they are going to drive it into the ditch hard. That's what Powell is explaining here using all these big nerd finance terms. They are going to continue jacking interest rates up because they want a recession. They feel they need it. This is Powell saying the car's going into the ditch, and believe me, it has to.
The process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go and is likely to be bumpy. As I mentioned, the latest economic data have come in stronger than expected, which suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates is likely to be higher than previously anticipated. If the totality of the data were to indicate that faster tightening is warranted, we'd be prepared to increase the pace of rate hikes.
What does that mean? It means money, the money flow that flows through our economy, paychecks, loans, home loans, all these things. Money's going to get much more expensive. When money gets more expensive, you will see businesses, large and small, battening down the hatches. That's why you're seeing all these layoffs all across the place in these huge corporations. It's because of the interest rate hikes restricting the flow of money. People are going to be fired. People are going to be laid off en masse as businesses prepare for a recession. It's happening in my business. It's happening all across radio and TV. Hosts are getting fired. Or companies, these big radio TV companies, they're laying people off, reorganizing. Why? Well, they've got to batten down the hatches too. It's just the way it goes. This is coming for all of us. They're going to drive the car in the ditch to avoid it driving off the cliff because our COVID policies cut the brake lines. So there you go. We cut the brake lines. Now we got to drive the car in the ditch. Chris, that was brilliant. That was what, Chris? Only an oracle could come up with that. Only a world famous author could come up with that on the fly like that, Chris. Have you bought the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com yet? No, you haven't, Chris. Disloyal. You know what? I want you to save your book money tonight, Chris. I want you to save your book money, not that you were ever going to spend any money anyway, and I want you to instead save a life tonight by going to preborn.com/Jesse. Did you know that you will get emails about lives saved? That preborn, yes, they're out there in these high abortion areas. They're giving free ultrasounds to these women. These women, by the way, who they're finding, these women are about to have an abortion. So that kid's about to die. Preborn is saying to them, hey, come on in. Let us just give you a free ultrasound. It's from God, man. When she hears that heartbeat, overwhelmingly, the majority of the time, she chooses life. When you give to Preborn, you're saving a life. A life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Or you can pick up your cell phone, dial #250 and say baby. $28 buys that ultrasound. $28. Save a life tonight.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on podcast after the show is done on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. It's critically important on iTunes that you leave a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. Wild Big Cat captured in Oakley tests positive for cocaine. Sorry, I thought this was America. Anyway, let's get back to just one more thing here. I'm going to play it for you again. When the Federal Reserve chairman, who almost always lies to you, remember, these people have been lying to you for years now. It'll be fine. We're going to fix it. We're going to be fine. There won't be a recession. It's going to be fine. We're going to fix it. You're going to be fine. Why do they lie to you? Well, because they're dirty communist liars, most of them. But one of the main reasons they lie to you is this economy now, sadly, is a consumer spending economy. It used to be a manufacturing economy. Here's why that's bad. In a manufacturing economy, how you feel or how I feel about the economy has little to do with the economy. It doesn't need me to feel good about it. In this economy, which is about 70% consumer spending now, this economy needs you. It needs me to feel good. It needs me this weekend. Okay, the Houston Rodeo is going on this weekend. I know you're not from Houston. It's a huge deal down here. All kinds of concerts. The biggest musical acts in the world. There's an actual rodeo and food. And, of course, they're selling everything from salsa to clothes to cowboy hats. What they need, what the United States of America needs, is you and me. They need us to go to the rodeo this weekend. They need us to go down and buy shirts and hats and spend money and buy tickets and do all the. They need money flowing in the economy because we feel good enough to spend it. In an economy that's based in manufacturing, that's less critical. If you don't feel like going to the rodeo with me this weekend to drink beer and eat deep fried butter, it doesn't matter because the steel mill is still going. Make sense? That's why they lie to you so often about, hey, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. There's not going to be a recession. We're going to be fine. Which is why when the Federal Reserve chairman says things like this, it should alarm you.
The process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go and is likely to be bumpy. As I mentioned, the latest economic data have come in stronger than expected, which suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates is likely to be higher than previously anticipated. If the totality of the data were to indicate that faster tightening is warranted, we'd be prepared to increase the pace of rate hikes.
Bumpy. He's actually using the words bumpy. What do you think that means for you? Let me ask you something. Have you started putting your money in things you can touch and feel yet? How long have we talked about that? How long have we talked about not just gold? How long have we talked about real estate? Because no matter how bumpy it gets, that home you bought is always going to have value. Always. And I don't expect you to become some real estate guy overnight. I'm not. When I want to invest in something, done for you real estate. Why? Because I don't have the expertise and I don't have the time to do real estate investing. I'm not going to knock off work and go home and start combing through real estate listings in all 50 states. I don't have, I wouldn't know even what I'm looking at. Done For You Real Estate does. They find you the best properties in the top markets. They vet them for you. They get you the finance. They secure the financing. They get it insured. They even handle the, they manage the closing. They handle the rental process. It's the safe place to put your money because no matter what, you can go stand in the home you own. And these guys, they share our values. I told you I was going to find a real estate company that shares our values. It took some time, but we did. They are our people. Go to doneforyoujesse.com and find out about them, man. Doneforyoujesse.com. I love these guys. All right, let's get to some emails before we get to the rest of this stuff. I mean, look, what am I supposed to do? Play Dr. Creeper here, Mayorkas, in this voice?
Many of your opponents call it a border crisis. Do you consider it a crisis in the Biden administration?
Christian, the issues that we have are extraordinarily diverse. You know, I spoke about extreme weather events.
I'm sorry. I know I don't mean to interrupt so often, but don't you hate how these people talk? What is that sentence supposed to mean? Hey, you got a border crisis. Well, the issues we face are diverse. What? So get out of college campus and start talking to normal people. Who talks like
Many
that?
Many of your opponents call it a border crisis. Do you consider it a crisis in the Biden administration?
Christian, the issues that we have are extraordinarily diverse. You know, I spoke about extreme weather events. I spoke about cybersecurity. You and I have now exchanged about the threat of adverse nation states that seek to infringe on our and other countries' sovereignty. You know, 20 years ago when our department was created, it was the foreign terrorists. We now have the challenge of a domestic violent extremists. When we speak about the border...
Just to remind you, that's the head of the DHS, once again, getting too honest, being a little too on the nose. Oh, the DHS was started. We used to worry about foreign terrorists. What are they worried about now, Chris? What did you just say? Domestic violent extremism. Guess who Mayorkas thinks the domestic violent extremist is?
We have to put it in context that this is not a challenge, and it is indeed a challenge, not a challenge exclusive to the United States.
Gosh, these people. You know, we're going to have to get to some emails, Chris, before we do other things, because the Joe Biden administration is... Well, they're still under attack. But before we get to those, and we'll get to the other things, we'll get to the, you know, I'm going to get to emails first at the beginning of next hour. And then we're going to talk about somebody in Florida defacing, well, the American flag.
A community hit by hate when a man.
Just want to set this up for you. Fort Lauderdale in Florida painted a gigantic pride flag in the middle of the intersection. And some hilarious dude in a dually truck did a burnout on it, and it's got all these skid marks on it. It's so funny. Anyway, listen to how the media covers it.
A community hit by hate when a man leaves tire marks all over a pride flag painted on an intersection. Residents around the area speaking out in disgust. Seven's Danielle Garcia is live in Fort Lauderdale with more on the search for that driver.
That mural right behind me was unveiled just about 20 days ago. Already it's been damaged and covered with skid marks. The community here is saddened, as you mentioned, but they are planning to redo it. In fact, the cleanup process has already begun.
A community hit by hate. Who did this? Who did this to us? One, that's hilarious. Two, that gentleman is in very serious trouble. I actually got an update from a source of mine in Florida today that said internally the Fort Lauderdale Police Department has been tasked with hunting this guy down as if he's some kind of serial killer. But you know what? Maybe I should defend Fort Lauderdale here because this gentleman did, he did deface the American flag. The new American flag. The U.S. of gay. Let's talk about that next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.